There's a lot going on behind me, but gentlemen,
I noticed you seem distracted in there. I hope you're ready for this moment.
I'm ready. It's just an honor to be part of groundbreaking historic radio with you all as we pick, beginning with the division winners in the NFL. Let's go right to the beginning, AFC East. Let's go our same order for our three-point stance. Andy, Fitzy, Ted, who are your winners for the AFC East?
Bills.
Williams.
Yeah, it's the Bills, and it's really not close.
No, not really.
No.
Was there any consideration for anybody else?
No, maybe four games ahead of the Patriots.
Not for a second. Never, not once.
I mean, as long as Josh Allen plays this season, the Bills are going to win the East.
I mean, the biggest discussion in the AFC East is who finishes second. I mean, you can make an argument. I think the Jets are dead last, and I think it's the Pats or the Dolphins that'll be the runner-up to the Bills.
Yeah, yeah. Barring injury, one of the easier ones to do, actually.
No doubt.
There you go.
I could see Bills, Pats, Jets, Dolphins.
Ooh, that's quite the indictment on the Miami Dolphins.
And if that happens, then the Miami Dolphins coach might be an answer to the a question in the next segment.
There you go.
Vertical tease.
Way to spoil that. Let's go to the AFC North. Andy, what do you got?
I got the Ravens. I think the Ravens might be arguably the best team in football, so give me the Ravens.
Yep, I got the
Nope. It's okay. I got the Ravens, too.
Yep. Ravens, three.
I gave this one more pause, though. I will say that. This one was I at least considered somebody else for more than 0 seconds like I did with the AFC East.
And that was the Bengals? And then thought of their defense, and you went, that's going to be their biggest downfall always and forever is the defense for the Bengals.
So, Andy, the Ravens, you describe them as potentially one of the best teams in football?
Yeah.
How are you? Are you a Final Four confident? Are they playing on the big game on Sunday confident?
Well, I don't want to give away picks that you might ask me for later, but I think they could be as good as any team in football. Like, when I look at them, again, injuries are always the wild card with everything, and they do have a couple guys. You know, Derrick Henry's a centerpiece player that one of his greatest attributes is the guy just takes every carry and gets up and hasn't been hurt, but... I just look at that, and I told Ted this. Ted Johnson, the linebacker, to me, a nightmare scenario for him is the mesh point between Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. It's like, this guy's as big as me. This guy's way faster than me. I don't know who has the ball. I could get embarrassed here. And to me, that's the root of all their success.
If I was the Ravens, I would really try and win as many games as you can win in the regular season so you don't have to go play your AFC Championship game in Buffalo. Mm-hmm. If Mark Andrews just catches the ball, they probably beat the Bills last year. But I just think for them, they need to play that game at home. The AFC is so tough with the Bills and the Chiefs and the Ravens that it really, if all those teams would really help themselves if they could play that game at home.
Yep.
All right, on we go. A division that's tough to pick, I feel like, for all the wrong reasons. The AFC South is next on our list. Andy, what do you got?
Okay, so this is going to play into some other answers I have to other questions. I am going with the Jacksonville Jaguars to win the South. First-year coach Liam Cohen and company, a lot of talent. They drafted Ted's guy, arguably the most athletic player to enter the NFL in a long time. The only problem for me with this pick is... Trevor Lawrence, I don't know if I trust him. I don't know if I trust him to be good enough to carry a team to where I think he should be. But give me the Jags.
I saw and liked what Liam Cohen did with Baker Mayfield recently in Tampa, and I think he will do something similar for Trevor Lawrence as well. I was this close to picking Jacksonville to win the South as well. They will be much improved and get back to their offensive forward ways, but I kind of went chalk with Ted Town. I have the Houston Texans squeaking by the Jags for the AFC South.
Yep, I got H-Town. I think, you know, C.J. Stroud's going to have a bounce back year. And Trevor Lawrence, I was so high on him when he first came into the league. Not so much anymore. The Texans have a great defense led by, you know, their end there, Willie Anderson. I mean, they got and Daniel Hunter are incredible. So, I just like the Texans. I like that coach down there. I like where they're going. And I don't believe in Trevor Lawrence. I don't. And in a side note, which is interesting, we all were wondering, you know, where are they going to play Travis Hunter? He's listed as a starting wide receiver and a backup cornerback.
Yep. Yep. Wow. But he's going to get time to both.
And a very interesting nugget, if you take him in fantasy, the publications or rather services you use – let you know that you will not get any defensive points if he has fumbles recovered or interceptions?
That is good to know. I actually did not know the answer to that question, and I stayed away from him from that very reason. But why research before you go into a fantasy football draft? The Texans, to your point, Ted, are such an interesting team. I mean, they were the bell of the NFL 2 years ago. Same thing can be said for their coach and their quarterback. Take a huge step back. Their offensive line was atrocious last year. So it feels like after a bit of a sophomore slump across the entire team, I'm curious to see what they can do in kind of the year three of this era of Texans football.
They're expecting big things. I mean, they love their what's his name down there? Of course, the used to be the general manager.
Oh, Nick Caserio.
They love Nick Caserio and what he's done
with
his team. Oh, love him.
Really?
Absolutely love him. Are you kidding me?
That was going sideways for a while, and then he drafts C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson, and boom. They love him in Houston.
Yep, that's it.
A couple little quick decisions, and all of a sudden, you're the bell of the ball.
Nice influx in talent, too, with Jaden Higgins and Jalen Noel, the wide receivers coming out of Iowa State. So their offense, too, could be tuned up with your boy Nick Caley as OC.
And I'm rooting for him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's my guy. And plus, Bobby Slowick, I still find that whole situation weird. Bobby Slowick was like with Ben Johnson as the next big thing.
Can't miss a head coaching candidate 2 years ago.
And then, we'd like you to leave and stop being near our quarterback. You've ruined everything. Get the hell out of here kind of thing.
What's he doing now? Is he an OC somewhere else now? I didn't even really follow where he ended up. But we can leave that there. That has nothing to do with the fact that we're on to the AFC West. And Andy Hart, your winner is what?
I'm going boring. I know everybody wants to go elsewhere other than the obvious answer. But my guy Andy Reid told his wide receivers to make sure they're in shape. They're going deep. I think Travis Kelce is now kind of refocused, which is weird because he's still with Taylor Swift and getting married. I think the Chiefs are the team to beat until they're beaten. So give me the Chiefs.
And they will be the team to beat until they get beaten, which is this season, because I'm a big Harbaugh guy, not just because I loved him at the University of Michigan as well. Harbaugh year two is a thing, and although there was the unfortunate injury of left tackle Rashawn Slater early in the preseason, shifting their all-world right tackle back to his natural spot, Joe Alt, over at left, I think they're going to be tough enough to go toe-to-toe with the Chiefs and squeak by them in a wonderfully competitive, very entertaining AFC West. Give me the Los San Diego Chargers to win the AFC West.
Not like the Broncos. I think they're...
I love this.
Yep, they got a great defense, and I don't know. I think they got something there with Bo Nix. I mean, if Drake May can have Bo Nix's numbers from last year, I think we'd all be thrilled. And I
please,
just
yes, the Chiefs, and thank you.
I think the Chiefs were one of the worst teams. In fact, I think they were the worst team as far as explosive plays down the field last
year. They were.
It was painful to watch that offense.
That's why
times.
They got Tyquan Thornton.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Exactly. I mean, they drafted Xavier Worthy. We're and that's. That's a big play guy, but they were dead last in the NFL in big plays last year. And I think it's just hard to – I mean, the Patriots did it for a long time. I mean, the Chiefs, I think that's that division overall is just better. And I just feel like the Broncos are going to sneak in there. The Chiefs will get it in the wild card, but I don't think they win a division. I think the Broncos win.
Andy, was it more difficult this year than in years past to choose the Chiefs over the teams that were around them?
Oh, yeah, there's absolutely reason for doubt. They're trending in the wrong direction with the quality of their play, the tightness, the margin of error they played with last year. 100%. But I'm a huge Andy Reid fan, and I just do believe they are still sort of the modern Belichick and Brady and, like, take the cheese, bet against them, and then regret it later. So until proven otherwise, give me the Chiefs.
Well, that's the fascinating thing about using the Patriots as a comparison, and you kind of have two waves of the dynasty almost. You have the Ted Johnson era, and then you have more the Edelman Gronkowski era, if you will. So some people look at that and go, well, maybe they're set for a downturn for a 2-3 year window. But again, you have to see it before you can bet on it.
Let me ask you guys a question. How did Andy Reid do without Patrick Mahomes?
When
he was a head coach.
Well, he went to the playoffs with Alex Smith, went to the Super Bowl with Donovan McNabb. He's a good coach.
He went to five NFC championship.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Without,
he's my guy.
Without Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, you don't have to argue me. I think you can make a strong argument he's the best coach of this generation. Very strong argument that gets stronger. And I'm also not taking the cheese if they lose early. You're not going to hear me do the Trent Dilfer, they're not good anymore in Kansas City. Until the season's over, I'm saying the Chiefs have a chance to win that division and go to the playoffs and win a Super Bowl.
Hey, Ted, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Why'd you bring up Andy Reid without Patrick Mahomes?
I was just bringing it up. I didn't know if you guys had noticed that.
Can't you guys just let him be subtle? Just let it float? Just let it sit there and simmer?
Does Andy Reid lose his college debut by 34?
No. Bill Belichick has done it again.
And people would love to play for Andy Reid in college. I think he'd be a fun college coach. When he does the ring around the rosy play, and like almost anything people bring to him, he's like, yeah, mm-hmm. We'll give it a try. He's the one who tells Patrick Mahomes, have you seen that? He tells him to try stupid stuff. He wants him to do a behind the back pass. He wants him to do a between the legs pass. You think Belichick's ever going to egg a guy on to do like behind the back or between the legs? Andy Reid is young for his age.
And he's your guy, apparently, which is quite the hot take. Okay, so we have our AFC picks in. To the NFC we go, NFC East.
Eagles.
Eagles.
E-L-G-E-A-S.
I felt like that was an easy one. We could expedite the process.
It's the best roster top to bottom.
Yep. Yeah. Howie Roseman.
Maybe the best team in the NFL.
He looks like a dork or a nerd or something, but he puts together a football team.
Okay, there you
just
go.
Saying.
A ringing endorsement. And it's also a division. What I was going to chime in before Andy decided it was time to give his pick was it's a division that from beginning of camp until now has gotten even easier for the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
Because you have the Commanders trading Brian Robinson and whatever else is going on. You almost lost McLaurin. And then the Cowboys, we kind of thought that eventually Jerry Jones would just overpay, but he didn't. So now the path seems to be even easier. Do you guys see any reason to doubt the Eagles, or do you still believe in the roster just as much as the season ago?
My reason to doubt them would be Saquon Barkley had a special season, and I think history shows you the running back position in particular. When you have a special season, sometimes the next year you're due to pull a hammy, miss 6 weeks, Something goes weird. Like Christian McCaffrey 2 years ago, it was perfect, and then last year the wheels fall off and the 49ers kind of fell off with it. That would be my one fear.
There's something to that because he was such a pivotal part of kind of the inspiration for that team.
Yep.
I mean, he was the flag carrier. A lot of their kind of, wins were inspired by the effort that Saquon Barkley put out there. So if he can't duplicate that same effort, then you wonder. But, man, they're just such a complete team. They don't have really any weaknesses.
Nope.
So even with Saquon.
Wait, they lost a $100 million defensive tackle.
Yep. And probably replaced him with another first round.
Nothing but out of Georgia. Bosses in between.
And the Eagles fan that we met at the Jimmy Fund was like, yeah, you know what? You guys can keep him and his $100 million.
He did say, like, good luck with that.
Yeah, yeah. Which I saw that and I clocked that like, oh, okay, this is something to watch. Anyways, the North continues to be very strong across the divisions. NFC North, Andy, your winner, please.
I don't know if you're aware of this. I can be somewhat reactionary. So give me the Packers. They traded for the best defensive player in football. I've always kind of liked Jordan Love. They have Josh Jacobs. They have a lot of depth at the wide receiver position. They added the Golden Kid. I think the Packers are a legit Super Bowl contender with Micah Parsons.
Oh, yeah. Go, Pack, go.
Yeah, it's the Packers. It's definitely the Packers. They're starting to finally put emphasis on defense. And, this is supposed to be the year where the quarterback takes a big leap. People believe in this kid, so we'll see.
You picked him, but you didn't sound overly confident.
Yeah, no, it's tough.
We'll see.
It's tough because I do like Detroit, but then Detroit's got two new coordinators, and I think that was
they suffered some attrition too. For sure.
You know, I think Ben Johnson not being there is going to impact Jared Goff a little bit. So it was tough. It was not the easiest pick for me.
We're going to learn about Dan Campbell this year and just how good a coach he is. If they don't miss a beat, I need to bump him up. What I think of head coaching. If they have a serious fall off, then you got to be like, was it the coordinators all along kind of thing?
They're a fascinating one. I am surprised that was a clean sweep for you guys, though. I understand.
I did give consideration, Dan, to Minnesota.
Yeah.
But I think they got a little lucky in a few games last year, but they may or may not appear later on in my selections.
Okay, fair enough. There you go. And, yeah, a lot of one-possession games and one-possession wins for them. NFC South, good luck with this one. Andy, what do you got?
Give me the Bucks. I think they're the most talented team in that division. Baker Mayfield, I'm hoping, is now sort of a stable quarterback and not going to say, oh, we had a great year, now we're going to fall off. But the talent they have offensively, I just think they're a pretty solid football team. So give me the Bucks.
I will agree with Andy. The Bucks are a very talented football team, and when offensively healthy, could present the best flank of wide receivers out there, plus Bucky Irving, who everyone's in fantasy. However, the Falcons finished a really strong end of 2024. I'm a big believer in Penix. And they have an easier schedule. So I will take the Falcons to beat the Buccos by one game in the NFC South.
It's a toss-up between the Bucs and the Falcons. I'm the biggest Michael Penix fan, so I had a hard time. But I just, you know, I think Baker settled into kind of being a stable quarterback that is going to be more consistent. You know what you're getting from him. So, and they believe in him.
Yeah.
They are bought in on Baker Mayfield. So he's finally found a home. I just think that experience he's had, he's been in the league, what, 5-6 years now, that is going to benefit them. So I think they're going to edge out the Falcons in that division.
This is Baker's seventh year.
Seventh year.
Man. Yeah. Amazing. Time.
Crazy, right?
Time flies with a guy who I still remember very well in college. And last one, NFC West. Very good division this year. Go ahead, Andy.
This is a tough one for me, but I'm going to say the 49ers bounce back. I still think they have a lot of talent. I know they have injuries. Ayuk, Christian McCaffrey, I just talked about it, scares the hell out of me. He's one of the best football players in the league when healthy, but he struggles to stay healthy. They learned that in Carolina. Brock Purdy, guess what, Brock? You were the greatest quarterback in the world when you were Mr. Irrelevant. You're not irrelevant anymore. You got a $265 million contract. That changes everything. They're getting a little older. George Kittle's a little, but I just think they're still a really talented football team on both sides of the ball. So give me the Niners.
Everything that Andy said and then some. I also think they're not going to suffer offensively because Kittle is all world and seemingly motivated. Pearsall is ready to have a breakout season. We'll see when you get Ayuk back. But also, Juwan Jennings might be one of the sneaky best second/third receivers in the NFL. Just got his contract gussied up a little bit. I'm looking for the 49ers in what should be a fun division that we all have zero emotional investment in.
I'm going to go with the Rams here. You know, Matt Stafford, I don't know if you ever seen him throw the ball. Pretty good. Seen him last year against the Patriots.
Pretty good.
That was a surgical game that they had the ball for like maybe 19 minutes, but they scored pretty much, every that time will. They got the ball. It was and they just they brought in Davante Adams. And that lined up next to Puka Nacua and Davante Adams. I like that tandem right there. I think the Rams are going to win that division.
Big fan of the Rams in that pick right there. All right, let's do our wild cards. Andy, AFC and NFC wild card picks. Who fits in there?
So my AFC side is Bengals, Texans, Chargers, which were dispersed with some of the division winners here by my co-host. NFC, Vikings, Rams, Lions. So I actually have three teams in the NFC North making the playoffs.
It's almost like I cheated off Andy. Vikings, Rams, Lions for me, and my wild cards in the American Football Conference are Ben's gals, the Chefs, and Ted's AFC West winning Broncos.
Okay, so since I have the Broncos winning the West, I got the Chiefs in at the wild card, the Bengals, and sorry, Pats, I'm going with the Chargers.
Jesus.
as the team, the seventh team in.
Wow, we have all the same. Yep. Andy, you're the only one who went off script with the Jags.
Or also, nobody picked the Patriots.
Did you see CBS? Did you see NFL.com?
It's going to be hard to get in with eight wins.
Did you hear Brian Hoyer? He said they're going to win 11 games or maybe eight.
Or eight.
Somewhere in there, you know, somewhere from missing to making. He'll be right on one end of that spectrum. Okay, those are our wild cards. Ted, we got your NFC ones as well, right?
Commanders, Lions, and Falcons.
Commanders. There is a name that hasn't entered the conversation yet.
NFC title game a year ago and barely made our panel's playoff discussion this year. I told you, step back here.
Okay. I'm still confident in my beer bet with Andy, which I think still exists. So those are our wild cards. Gentlemen, if you want to throw in quickly your AFC and NFC title game matchups, your Super Bowl matchup, and your champion. Andy, go ahead.
Okay, this is easy. Bills, Ravens in the AFC championship game. Eagles, Packers in the NFC championship game. The Ravens will beat the Packers in the Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson is now a Super Bowl champion.
Okay, finally.
Let's go.
Long overdue. Okay, I get a rematch of one of the most thrilling AFC playoff games last year, which is also the Sunday night football game. Give me the Bills over the Ravens in Orchard Park, which will be the final game at the old Ralph Wilson, now Highmark Stadium, before they open their new super roof-free dome. I got Eagles hosting the Packers, and in Super Bowl 60 in Santa Clara, the Bills finally end their drought and defeat the Packers 30-27. Taylor Swift plays the halftime. Josh Allen, MVP.
I love it. I wish I had faith in it because Josh Allen is my favorite football player in the league. I just don't know if he's got the
team.
Isn't
it crazy? I feel there's like, I don't hate the Bills. Like, you want to hate the Bills.
They're lovable. Yeah, Josh Allen is very lovable.
Easy to like. All right, so my AFC championship matchup, I got the Bills, the Chiefs having to go out to Orchard Park.
Oh.
That gets them. So the Bills go to the Super Bowl, play the Eagles, and the Eagles and the Falcons play in the NFC championship game. The Eagles advance. And then I think at the end of the day, the Eagles win back to back. Yeah, back to back, baby. Back to back.
Wow, Jalen Hurts has now gone to 3 Super Bowls. He's won 2 of them. He's going to the Hall of Fame, baby. Jalen Hurts, a Hall of Fame quarterback? Never saw that coming.
If he wins 2 in a row, that's it. Make the bust right now, right?
Put him in Canton. He's going to Canton.
Have him raising his statue fist like in protest over his head.
They'll do a different one for him. It'll be in the tush push. You won't see him. You'll just see his butt and people pushing him forward.
His head will just be under Jason Kelce's butt.
Yep.